Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We just thank God for today. We thank God for all that he is doing. We just praise God because of his goodness and because of his greatness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is your host, Minister Billy Burns, along with my husband, Elder Albert Burns. And we are so excited to be hosting this broadcast, They Overcame. We're here to give God all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that is due his name. Hallelujah. Good morning, babe. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everybody. It's just good to be in the number one more time and just enjoying this day, the day that the Lord has made, rejoicing and glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, babe, it's been an exciting and exhausting week this weekend. We're just thanking God for all that he's done. I'm really excited to have our guest on today. This is a pastor, and as we know, pastors have a testimony that is just astonishing to some of us, because some of us think that pastors don't go through the same things that we go through and, you know, don't have the issues that we have. But praising God that this pastor, Pastor Tinsdale, is able to come on and give us a bird's eye view of what the Lord has done in her life and how he has brought her to this point in her life. But before we get started, you want to open us up with prayer, honey?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this day. We love you. We honor you. We worship your holy name because you are worthy. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the worship. You are full of glory. And Lord God, we just bow down in awe of who you are. And we look to you this day for your blessings upon this time, this broadcast. Let your anointing, Lord God, rest again for this time that we have set apart to lift up your name and to share your goodness throughout this world, throughout this continent. In the name of Jesus, bless and heal and deliver, Lord God, all those that listen in according to their needs. You know their needs. You know their hearts, Lord God. We pray for peace. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation. We pray, Lord God, that bowed down heads will be lifted up in praise and adoration of who you are. We pray, Lord God, that despondent souls will be made glad because of the peace that passes all understanding that you shall give. We pray, Lord God, for restoration of relationships, marriages, families, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will just move in the minds of your people, hallelujah, that they will seek you in all of our ways and acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our paths. And Lord God, we know the paths that you have for us are good and are sweet and lead us into prosperity, into success, into healing, into right relationship with you. And Lord God, more than anything, we want to be pleasing in your sight, and we want to let our light shine that men and women all over the world will see your good works and glorify you. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing rest upon all that would listen in, all that speak today. In the name of Jesus, let your word go forth Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, babe. We are experiencing a little break, so I'm going to play this song by Tasha Cobb, Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name.
We know where it is to break, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Still working. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still whatever we need him to be. He is the I am in our lives. And we just thank God for just the ability to be able to hear what God has to say to us and to know what God wants to do in the lives of our people. My motto for the cult, for the broadcast is delivering people one minute, one testimony at a time. I'm sorry. Delivering people one testimony at a time. Because when I hear your testimony, it allows me to say, well, if God can do that, if God can be both big in that person's life, he can be big in my life. The things that I'm going through, he can do those things. I don't have to worry about whether he's going to do them or not. All I have to do them, you can do it for me. Hallelujah. So we just praise God. Hallelujah. I see that our guest has signed on. I'm going to open up some mics. Praising God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Tinzel.
Good morning. How are you, my sister?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful in Jesus' name. How are you this morning?
I am so blessed and so grateful to God this morning that I'm alive.
Amen, amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes, well, yes, yes, yes. And how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am doing wonderful. Just thanking God for this day. And I guess I haven't sent you the telephone number.
Well, Phyllis made sure
that you have.
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Amen. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. And, you know, I don't, we didn't get a chance to talk prior to this, but I hope that Phyllis kind of filled you in on how the broadcast go. We just, you know, we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and to let the
Hallelujah.
World know that we have a risen Savior, hallelujah, and he's in the world today, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
amen,
yes.
Amen, amen,
it's a blessing.
It is a blessing. Well, tell us a little before you get into your testimony, and we want you to have your way, you know, whatever the Lord has for you. We hear to get testimonies and hear what the Lord is doing, but I'm getting to the point where I say, okay, Lord, well, if the people of God get on and however you direct them, that's the way that we're going to be going. So we're here to get testimony, but however the Lord leads you, tell us a little bit about Pastor Tinzel.
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. Came out of a pastor's home. My daddy was passed over 60 years, and I have one son. His name is George. He's married to a beautiful woman by the name of Kim and three grandchildren. And we came this area because of the fact that we wanted to do ministry and we wanted to help another pastor, Pastor Ron and Linda Wesley of the Altar Church there in Raleigh. And as I was going through the process of going through my separation with my husband, and I looked around me and there were so many hurting women like me, and they could not sometimes go to their pastor's wives, but they would share things with me on the job, sometimes here in this home where we live called the Golden Girls, and I'll tell you about that. And just to be brief, there was just so many things that were challenging and so many things that was going through women's hearts and minds. And so this is why I'm here. This is my purpose. I've always worked in church, always worked in women ministry with my husband at that time. It was Bishop Larry Tisdale. And we're just now in the season of our life to now be able to do what the Lord has called Pastor Anna to do.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Thank the Lord. Okay, well, it's just a blessing. I just love
the fact that you're willing to work. I'm finding that there are a lot of hurting women that are out there.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
The Lord is moving me in the ministry of health. As a matter of fact, I was just asked by my pastor to be a deacon at the church, and that's one of the jobs of a deacon.
Wow.
And I said, well, Lord, you know, we that's what we do anyway. That's, you know, that's what the ministry that you
servant,
have given
a
us.
Servant, ain't it right?
Yes. So, amen. So we just so thankful to God for just moving and just using us. I was telling somebody when you're not in ministry, it's like you're, and people think ministry is just up in the pulpit preaching, pastor. And
no, it's not.
So much more than that. It's so much more than that. So we thank God for you coming on. So you have plenty of time. Don't hold back anything, but give us your testimony, and then let the Lord use you in any way.
I was married for 18 years, as I told you, to a pastor. I had a beautiful marriage, thought everything was going well. Church was going fine, and then things began to transition our life. No longer had the church, no longer had the financial status that we once had, and we grew separate from each other. And I found myself wondering, not knowing in this season of my life what I was going to do. And I thank God, as I told you, for my children. And I was looking for a place to stay. And the Lord led me to, it said Golden Girls on the outside of it. And I said, Golden Girls? What is Golden Girls? Got in here and met some beautiful women, a lady by the name of Joyce Waller, Margaret Johnson. And I tell you, those women have been my backbone. And we eat together, we pray together, we fuss together. We are able to, we fuss together, and we are able to. You know women, you know we got to get each other in our places sometimes. And so they so they are really, you know, sometimes, you know, being an only child and sheltered, they have to let me know, come on, girl, get on down with it, you know. Come on, you can do this. And it's because of these women that I'm here now talking with you on the phone, and I was able to meet Phyllis, but the strength, you know, and I realized that God wasn't through with me yet.
Yeah.
I realized that. I realized I still had a purpose. I realized that I still had a calling on my life. And I said, oh, God, what do you want me to do? And as I went through the transition, went down from sleeping on an air mattress, you know, back to sleeping in the queen mattress. So, see, God sometimes will take you. Glory to God. He will take you to your lowest to bring you back up. So this time, I don't know any other way but to be humble.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way. And when I minister now, I come humble because I know what it is to be exalted. I know what it is to have a big church and when you walk in the door and the people clap because the first lady is walking in and the bishop's wife is walking in. But what happens when all that's gone? What do you do? What do you do? And I came to a place in my life that I did not know what to do. But God and family and friends and placing me with women that I'm with now. And I've started this ministry, and I tell you, it's taken off, and it's because of my testimony. It is because of my, and God is changing me and moving in my life now in a direction that is even, I mean, I just sit back and marvel at what he's doing with me. Yes.
Amen. So how long have you been in the area?
I came out here in 2009, matter of fact. I came in 2009, and we came back, let me take it back, we came back like in 2000, and we stayed for a couple of years. And then my husband got called to another church in Oklahoma, and we went back to Oklahoma. And then in 2009, as I told you, Pastor Ron and Linda Wesley started a church called The Altar. And we talked about it, and we decided we would come back. My kid child was here, and I had no family in Dallas. And he said, why don't you all come here? And we worked in ministry here, and the Lord blessed us during that season of our time. I'm now at Gateway Church, Pastor May Horn, a powerful woman of God, anointed woman of God. And the women had just opened up their arms to me at that church. And I mean, when I tell you they're supporting me and working with me to build this ministry, it's just awesome.
Amen. Amen. So tell us a little bit about your ministry.
The Women of Triumph started about 2 months ago. The vision had been placed in me prophetically years ago that I would have a women ministry. But at the time, being a pastor's wife and going in the area of women ministry in my church, I never saw myself leading a group of women outside of my local church. And we started and just got to talking about all the things that the women here in this home had gone through, okay, and the pain that they had went through and the things that they had suffered. And we just began to just put it out on Facebook. Joyce Waller, who is our public relations coordinator, and just started putting things out there about the Women of Triumph. And we had our first meeting, and the women came, you know, and we developed an executive team. We went from executive team down to we're getting ready to get T-shirts for the Women of Triumph. So it will be designed for women who are hurting, women who are going through things and still coming through things, whether it's marriage, drugs, it doesn't matter, homosexuality, whatever areas that they're facing. Our organization, I feel, will be that light and that beacon to help them discover that yes, they can, yes, they can, they can make it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I actually joined you on Facebook to be a friend. I was following you when I put the name up. I was following you already. So,
praise God. Thank you so much.
We want to get the word out about your ministry, because like I said, there are so many women that are hurting. I'm like ministering on this week to some women, and I was telling my husband that it's a joy. It's a joy because what this is an employer. And I use that because I heard somebody say talk about God being an employer, but what employer lets you minister to somebody and you're the one that gets the benefit from it? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
from
saying.
Right. To somebody else. It's awesome. And But there are so many, not just women, there are men out there that are ministers
that are
hurting as well.
Yes, I look across from me where I live, and I see men every day walking to and fro, and I said, Lord, I can't do it all. But I said, Lord, I said some kind of way there's got to be a remedy. These men have gone through, most of these men are military men or the transition from drug houses, and now they're trying to get their lives together. And I see them still wandering, though, still lost. It's still lost. And I pray for them, even when I get up in the mornings and I see them outside. And I say, Lord, today, you know, some kind of way, meet their knees and come into their hearts and let them know that they need you in their lives. And so you're so right. When God stated it's a platform for you, and your heart is right, and you really mean to do what God has called you to do, He can't do anything but bless you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what the women are trying. It's hurting women, strong women, some now that are weak, who are coming back. We call ourselves overcomers. Because if you were in the testimony, overcomers, that's it. We've been through it, but praise God, we coming up and we coming out.
My ministry started because I always loved, we used to have testimony in the church, and I'm from Chicago, and I remember the testimony services that we had, how sometimes the preacher didn't even have to preach because the testimonies were so anointed and so inspiring that the church would just go up. And the church would just, we would just have, like we used to church. Say church. We'd have church. We kind of got away from that. And then we kind of got to the place where if you had a testimony, you couldn't tell it all, and they would tell you. I remember they used to say, okay, you can't tell it all. You can't tell it all.
Right.
and I'd be like, but I want to hear all of it. But
yeah,
God gave us this platform for people to be able to come on and tell their whole story, how they were hurt and then how God lifted them up from that hurt and how God, is bringing them to a place and using them and using their testimony. So we just praise God for you. And I thank God for you and Phyllis's life. Also, my cousin Phyllis, she's a powerful, powerful, powerful woman.
Yes,
of
she
God
is.
And,
yes, she is. Yes.
Just has come against some things that have knocked her down. But ministry is our healing. And
yes,
I remember that
someone
they
told
used
me
to
I needed
us,
to sit down. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they
I
used to
so
tell
alive.
You that.
Yeah, sit down. Just what you need to do right now, just sit down and just let me minister to you. And I said, that is true. I said, but do you know, when I stand before the people of God and I preach and I come humble before them, it's something about the realness that they see in me and makes them realize this woman's going through all this and she's standing here preaching like this. Oh, my God, if she can weather the storm, I know I can make it.
Yes, and absolutely. And that's what your testimony will do. It encourages people. It inspires them. It lets them know what God is able to do and what he will do. He's not here, he didn't bring us here for us to be a Lone Ranger. They used to tell you if you were doing something wrong, if you couldn't get it right, stay away from the church. I'm like, no. The hospital, and you come to the church even if you don't feel like you're worthy, and
right.
The Bible says that we are not we're going to be, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So once we get in Christ, whether we mess up or not, come to the hospital get restored.
That's it. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing. I told a young lady, I told my daughter-in-law last night, I said, this is, as we say, harvest time, and we would say this is the season, but truly, this is the appointed time now for the church, and we as women and men of God, if we ever took a stand on our beliefs, and this is the season to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is it. God has given us a platform, and how we handle that platform is the key to everything that God has in store for us. Amen.
Well, Pastor Tyndale, I'm sure that there are some, we have some callers on, and I'm going to open up their lines in a minute.
Go ahead and do that. I have a conference to attend this morning at 10, and I appreciate the time that you have given me to share my overcoming experience.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this morning. We just praise God, and we'll be praying for you and hold you up. It before you go, do you have to go like right this minute?
No, I can still hold on. What I'm gonna be doing? I'm gonna put the phone down and I'm gonna start getting my things out, and I'm gonna still be on the phone with you. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
No, I'm not leaving. No.
Will you be able to talk? Will you be able to, if someone has a question?
Yeah, I can still talk, and I'm going to keep right on going because I don't have to be there until about 10. So I'm going to keep talking to you on the phone, keep getting dressed all at the same time. Keep going.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for, I know our lives are so busy right now, but I appreciate coming on. I'm gonna open up some lines now. I'm gonna open up my co-host. She was in a severe accident, and we just praising God for her just being in the land of the living. Are you there, my sister, Renita? Okay. Well, she stepped away from the phone, but
okay.
We have
in Atlanta.
She lives here. No.
Okay.
She lives here. She's not near me, but she lives here. But I'm gonna leave her line open so if she wants to say something. And I don't know. This is your area code is 910 and. Your four last digits are 0275. Are you there, caller?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing well. I'm getting ready for work right now. I'm just listening in.
Oh, yes.
I won't stay on long, but I just wanted to thank God for allowing me to make it through another week and keeping me in the right mind and just continuing to bless me.
Amen.
Can
this
I have
Betty
your name,
on the phone.
Caller? Oh,
it's Betty.
I don't know why I always miss getting your number on there. Thank you, sweetie, for calling in. This is one of my little spiritual daughters that is trying to join my family.
Uh-oh. We are family.
We are family, but she's trying to join my family, and you know, we just praying. We gonna see what the Lord is gonna do, right, Betty?
Oh Lord, yes.
Amen.
Did the Lord tell you that?
Your mama.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Anyway, thank you for calling in, sweetie. Thank you for support and being with us this morning. We just praise God for you. But I was telling the pastor, and I'm going to leave your line open, so if you have something to say, Betty, you can. But I have all of the lines open, as a matter of fact. So, Sister Anita, whenever you're ready to say something, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but thank God for you. This sister has a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony. She was in a car accident that should have taken her life. Hallelujah. But God said, no, it's not your time. Hallelujah. And she suffered a lot of pain. She suffered with a lot of pain and then some other things that have happened in her life. But holding on to God, and that is the only way that we can make it. Like the pastor was saying, it's we're going to go through. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tests and tribulation. We are going to go through. But God is here, hallelujah, for us.
Yeah.
And he's here to bring us out. He said in Jeremiah 29, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. I have plans for you. I have plans for us. We're not just here by happenstance. We just, you know, we didn't come out the Big Bang Theory as Darwin would say that we did. But we came here and we have a purpose. Hallelujah. I was listening Amen. To Kenneth Copeland this week, and he had a Dr. Carolyn Lee. And I admonish you, if you have not heard of her, this woman of God, she's a doctor, but she deals with the mind. And she deals with, she talks about how your mind, how powerful, and I've been saying this for years. My mom told me, she said, you can do anything you put your mind to, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman says that we can recondition our mind. She said that we have over 3 million years of space in our mind that we can occupy. You know how powerful that is? We
don't even use a fraction
of our mind. And God gave us that mind. So all we have to do is, she talks about diving into the Word of God and structuring your mind around the Word of God. And you, there is nothing that you can't do. That's powerful. That is That's powerful. So, you know, my husband is leaving me, pastor leaving me. I guess I'm just going to be here.
There is a need,
but
my
God,
sister.
God is good. And
all the time.
Yes, he is. And I so appreciate him. I appreciate pastor, my sister, that is the overall host of this broadcast, Pastor now Adrienne Bernard, and she's the one that God allowed us to have this broadcast with. She is just starting her church in New Orleans, and that's a powerful testimony. So, you know, when you think that you're down and you think that you're out, you're not out. That's just the enemy, you know, telling you that. When you get to the place where you can just say, and I don't know why we wait, Pastor. I don't know why we wait till we get all the way to the bottom before we start crying out to God. We need to cry out immediately, you know, but for some reason, when we go through the different challenges of life, we sometimes turn away from God and, you know, get into worry and get into fear. When God is saying, I'm here, you know, come unto me. He said, come unto me, those that are laden and heavy burdened.
I will give you rest, yes.
I will give you rest, yes, Pastor. Take my yoke, you know, cast off your yoke. Cast off the things that are burdening you. And live in me. Live in me. He said, because I come to give you life and that more abundant. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So
Hallelujah.
God wants us to, he wants us to come to him. He wants us, he says, to come to him like a little child. Kids don't
That's
have
it.
A problem asking you for whatever they want.
No, they don't.
They don't blink. They'll ask you in a minute, you know, to get them something. You like, you don't want to say no, but they don't have a problem. They don't have a problem asking you. So our Father said, come to him and ask him what you need. I have a girlfriend that asked the Lord what to wear in the morning. And I thought, man, you know, too spiritual. You just being too, that's crazy. But that's how intimately God wants us to be with him, that we come to him and say, Father, you know, order my steps. We say that.
Order my
we
steps,
say that,
yeah.
Pastor. We say order my steps, but do
yes,
we really You do. We really want God to order our steps. Do we really want Him to tell us, you know, no? You know, sometimes we have to tell our children no, and they don't like it, and we don't like it sometimes, you know, to have to tell them no. But sometimes we say no for a valid reason. This is not going to be good for you. You know, you think this is what you want, but this is not really what you need. And so that's how our Father does us. So sometimes I know that my boys, I won't use myself as an example, but I use others, they would not ask me or my husband, you know, for things. They would just do what they wanted to do and suffer the consequences afterwards. And so I think a lot of times that's what we do in the body of Christ. We won't ask the Father because we're so afraid that He's going to say no. But He's saying no for our good. He's not saying no to hurt us or to keep anything from us. He's saying no, you know, no doesn't mean no. Like with our children, it doesn't always mean that absolutely not, we're not going to do it, but not right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Or this is not good for you right now. Or this is not good for
you,
period.
And, you know, I think that a lot of times us not being patient and waiting.
Yes.
Causes us sometimes to miss our blessing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we get so caught up on the front that I need, I need, I need, I want, that we lose all of our perspectives to where God, and I'm talking about me, I'm not talking about nobody else, where God is trying to take you.
You talking
and
about
we lose out
all of us,
we miss,
Pastor.
We miss
talking
it.
About all of us.
We miss it.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I had to say that. We miss it.
We do. We do.
We
miss it. We get impatient. I know a case of a I say young lady, but she's in her 60s that had been married, and they were divorced. She and her husband divorced, and she waited years and years and years and years and years. A woman of God, a powerful woman of God, years and years to remarry. And when she remarried, she married someone that was not equally yoked to her, one that was you know, telling her, you know, showing her signs and giving her all kind of warnings and not to marry this person, but she married him anyway. And she's had a lot of struggles, you know, because of her marrying this man that was not God's best for her, but she was in a situation where she needed she had a home and she needed someone to help her with the home, but even though God had been helping her all that time, she just, you know, felt like she needed to have someone there to help her. And it hasn't been a good thing for her. It hasn't been a good situation for her because she got out of the wheel. Now, she had suitors that probably were more suitable for her, but I guess it's the enticement of being married and not waiting urged her on to marry this person, and she married him. And like I said, it hasn't been a good situation. But that's us not waiting. That's us not waiting for God's perfect will to be done in our lives. You know, Pastor, and a lot of the problems that we have are because we have not sought God. Don't you find that to be true? A lot of the situations that we get ourselves into.
I was sharing with Sister Margaret last night. My daughter-in-law said, the young lady, very close friend of hers, and every night she's been calling her, talking to her, and she's been praying with her. And she said, but the conversation became repetitive, and she found herself saying the same thing over and over and over to her. And so she told her, and when she went to bed, she was drained from the conversation. And,
yeah.
And so my son told her, said, what it is, she still has not made up her mind to serve God. And until she gets that personal walk with him, I don't care how you pray for her, how you talk to her, she's got to have that mindset to want God, not you want it for her. And
yeah.
I think so many times what we do, we press people to get Jesus. You got to have him, and we lay hands on him, we shake on him, we spit on him, we blow on him, and then they come right back up, feeling the same way they did when they, you know, fully laid down, when they got slain. So I agree. You're so right. We got to get this thing right in this season. And God keeps telling me this over and over again. He said, Hannah, get it right. You can't keep going the way you're going, so you got to make a detour. See, that's our problem. The detours of life sometimes can have us where we don't even know who we are. Well, we lost. We confused. And that's why I was. I think, lady, that the reason why I this ministry and how I feel now is so endeared to me, because I'm one of those women that was lost. But that's why I like this song, telling man, this place, I'm in this place now, and I rejoice when I start talking about it, get excited, because I knew nobody brought me through it but God. Nobody.
Yeah. Yes, that's powerful.
Yeah,
When our pain births a ministry, when our pain, our pain births a ministry. That's powerful. Well, Pastor, we are, there's nobody else. And we have listeners on. Would you, we're going to end the broadcast now. End us in prayer, and if you have any final words that you want to say to the women, because we have people that listen over the internet. They don't necessarily call in, but they'll listen over the internet. And like I said, I've run into some hurting women this past week. Went to court with one of the ladies over a situation that was, you know, beyond her control. But anyway, so if you could end us in prayers, if you have any final words. I listened to Cindy Tram.
Yeah, that's a powerful woman. Yes.
And she was saying that the benediction is not the end. We've gotten it wrong in the church. We say that the benediction ends the service. But the benediction, she said, is the beginning. Because now you've been fed, now you know what to do, or you know how to get to the place to know what to do, and now go out and do it. And she said,
that's what the benediction is.
I'm asking everybody before we end to tune in to Pastor Adrian Bernard, New Destiny Ministry. She's on the same line Tuesday through Friday. I think she has someone that is hope for her. She comes on at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, listen to, call in and share. Pastor, share this number with the women in the home that you're living in, and have them to call in and give their testimony. We're here building faith, one testimony at a time. New Destiny Ministries. Thank you. They overcame. New Destiny is a pastor, Adrian Bernard, but we're under her umbrella, so we're New Destiny Ministry also, but our segment is They Overcame. So, Pastor, you want to give us some of your last words, give us a benediction, and then pray over us.
I just want to encourage the women of God that in the midst of your trials, in the midst of the situation that you're going through, God can bring you through it. And all you have to do, the key to it all, is humble yourself before God admit that you have your issues, deal with it, shake yourself off, get up, and go with Jesus.
Yeah.
And as we close today, oh, Heavenly Father, I just come. Every woman out there, whether they are in the midst of a transition or if they're in the midst of things that they don't even know which way to go, God, I speak healing to these women today. I speak life into them, God, and let them know, God, that you are with them. And Holy Father, whatever situation that they come through right now, deliver them. Set them free from their bondages. I rebuke the spirit of depression. I rebuke the spirit of drugs. I rebuke the spirit of homosexuality right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's a wayward son, anything that's causing them not to do the work of the King, remove it right now is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless this woman of God who has this radio program. Bless all of the women, the pastors and ministers and church and lay people that are trying to do what you've called us to do. Is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, amen. Thank you, Pastor. And you have a blessed day today. And
get on the Facebook and look up the Women of Triumph Ministries. If you need me to come and speak, you can get in touch with my public relations coordinator, Joyce Wallace. She's more than happy to look at my calendar to see when I can come your way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing with us and letting us know that there is hope. Hallelujah.
There's
You're
hope.
In a
There's
hopeless
hope.
Situation.
I'm here to tell you it is. It's hope. Yes.
Jesus is the hope.
Yes, he is. The only way. Amen. All right now.
Amen.
Have a good day.
Amen.
God bless you. All
God
right.
Bless
bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we thank God. We thank God for the pastor coming on and sharing with us and letting us know just what God can do. He can bring you out of a situation. We think that our situations, especially after a death and death of a marriage, is just as traumatic as death and personally. So we just thank God for that. And we just want to praise him. We praise God. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. I just want to.